Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormas Fatakia. We are back after the midweek holiday, and so much has happened during these last 48 hours that the holiday does not even feel like one. Now, tensions between Iran and Israel have escalated after Iran launched a series of ballistic missiles at Israel, to which Israel has promised retaliation. Now, US President Joe Biden and the G7 group of nations plan to deter Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu from attacking Israel's nuclear establishments, which could further escalate the already escalated crisis. Now, oil prices in response are now up for the third day in a row. Brent is now heading towards $75 a barrel after briefly slipping below the mark of $70 on Tuesday. Now, a major strike by Israel on Iran's oil exporting capacity could take 1.5 million barrels of daily supplies off the market, according to a note from Citigroup. Now, if Israel strikes minor infrastructure such as downstream assets and storage facilities, that output loss could be anywhere between 300,000 to 450,000 barrels per day. The market reaction of this, well, not as extreme as one would fear, because the US markets declined a bit on Tuesday but ended absolutely flat on Wednesday. Now, you can either call it a maturity of the markets that people are aware of the crisis, which will mark a year on the 7th of October, or the fact that US is plagued with multiple issues of its own that has kept the markets on the edge. Now, the ADP private payrolls data came in better than expected. Today, we'll see the initial jobless claims come in, followed by the all-important non-farm payrolls data tomorrow. Now, swap traders in the US were penciling in some 33 basis points of policy easing from the Fed during the November meeting, down from 44 basis points just last week. Asian markets too are fairly okay. They are led by a rebound in Japanese markets after the Prime Minister there said that the Bank of Japan is not in a position to hike interest rates as of now. That led to the yen weakening almost 2% against the US dollar, which was the biggest drop since 2022. And that has led to a rebound on the Nikkei as well. Back home, we have our own issues to deal with, and there might just be an impact of SEBI tightening F&O norms, which came in on Tuesday evening, and that ranged from limiting weekly expiries to one benchmark per exchange. And IIFL Securities, as a response, is expecting a 35 to 40% impact on NSE's premium turnover from options and 15 to 20% in the case of BSE, whose EPS may also be hit by 5 to 7%. Due to this move. So we'll keep an eye out on if there is a reaction in BSE shares this morning. We'll also bring you all the explainers of this on the channel through the day, and you can also read them on our website, cnbctv18.com. Today is also the weekly expiry of the Nifty contracts, and after 3 days of declining, 26,000 has now become a key resistance for the index. And the Nifty Bank too is struggling to cross that mark of 53,000 on the upside after a 1,500 points drop in three sessions. The GIFT Nifty is pointing to a significant gap down start, and it remains to be seen if that index sees some support around levels of 25,500 or 25,400, because we are expected to open well over 200 points in the red. Business updates are also coming in thick and fast from companies. Dabur, Marico, South Indian Bank, CSB Bank, all of them will react to these business updates. In fact, Dabur has also been downgraded by MK with a cut in its price target as well. Auto sales also came in after market hours for some companies. Maruti, Eicher, Hero MotoCorp, all of them will react to those numbers. Maruti sales were in line with expectations, rising 1% from last year, while Hero MotoCorp sales were far better than what was estimated, almost a growth of 19% from the same period last year. We'll see if there is a reaction in Coal India as well, because the first half production figures are only 40% of the full year target. Although it needs to be mentioned that the production in the first half is generally lower due to the monsoon months, and it then picks up in the second half. Morgan Stanley expects steel stocks to do well post this Chinese stimulus, and as a result, it has upgraded JSW Steel and to overweight from equal weight, and Tata Steel to equal weight from underweight, although it has retained its underweight stance on sale. Now, there are plenty of stocks to keep an eye out for. You can do that on our website, cnbctv18.com. And that's all for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We all the sharp market analysis through the day on CNBC TV18 and cnbctv18.com. So stay tuned.